Welcome to the Whistleblower Report. This is Dr. Lee for America with Truth for Health Foundation Whistleblower Report, and here for another update on some of the behind the scenes and secret dealings in the military that the public doesn't know about, that's affecting our national security and military readiness, and has led to the purging of a lot of good military enlisted and officers who are Christian, conservative, and honor their oath to the Constitution. So here to explain all of this is Major Mike Gary, 25-year Army, U.S. Army Reserves major, and 15 years certified in chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear weapons responses, evaluation, and team leader for hazmat response teams. He's also been on special security event details and can talk to us about a lot of the things that have been going on. But in particular, we want to look at something that Pete Hegseth has been addressing over and over in the media recently and in his book about the terrible, devastating impact on our military with the DEI agenda. That's diversity, equity, and inclusion. This DEI program, which promotes people by race and gender, not by merit, is one of the most destructive forces that has been unleashed on the U.S. military, escalated dramatically under Obama's administration and his 8 years in office, and carried out into the stratosphere under Biden administration with Obama in the shadow background. So here to explain all of that and the connection with why we need Pete Hegseth as President Trump's Secretary of Defense is Major Gary, who is also Chair of Medicine and Ministry for Truth for Health Foundation, and he is Chairman of the Vaccine Injury Support Project for Truth for Health Foundation. Very good role for a chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear weapons expert, since the COVID shots were bioweapons that actually had many different characteristics in the overall weapons of mass destruction category. So, Major Gary, welcome to the show, and thank you for all of your work for the United States of America in the military, and for Truth for Health Foundation.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Vliet. I appreciate it. And I just right out of the gate want to mention that I am representing myself, my own free speech, my own opinions, and not the military in any way here. This is something I want to bring to the American people's attention, where we're about to transition into a new administration. Thank God. And Pete Hegseth was picked by President Trump to be the next Secretary of Defense. And of course, he's going to make it through his confirmations. One thing that I'm liking right away about Pete is he's going to go the distance. He's going to stay in the fight. And for a leader, that is something that I look up to as an example, and I admire. He's going to stay and endure all the slings and arrows that they throw at him. So right now, that is something that weighs big on my opinion. And it should also on the American public's opinion, too, that this man is going to bear all. Essentially, he could be putting his whole livelihood on the line by taking this cabinet position. He doesn't get confirmed. He could lose everything. So I just
Well, and when you say that he's going to stay the distance, we're talking about a man who has served tours in combat, and he knows what it's like to have live fire coming from all directions and stay the distance and fight the fight to the end. So I think you're right, and he certainly has my strong support, and Truth for Health Foundation has a stake in this because the threats to freedom are one of our core pillars, and we actually are launching this week a petition drive to support Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense because his ability to carry out what is needed in the Secretary of Defense role is what Truth for Health Foundation has been fighting for the last 3 years, 4 years. So this is our mission as well as our support of his mission for President Trump and the restoration of the US military.
Yeah, correct. It's a divine moment we're about to enter into, and it's just awesome and so pleasing in so many ways. As we do this interview, I'm going to probably quote heavily from Pete's book. It's called The War on Warriors: Behind the Betrayal of the Men Who Keep Us Free, Pete Hegseth. It's an unbelievably great book. One thing in the military, that is kind of a tradition among officers or leaders, is usually the senior leader, commander, would often pick a book of choosing and share with the subordinates so they could all learn lessons, or the commander could mentor his subordinates. This would be a great book to use for leaders and commanders with their subordinates and their lieutenants or subordinate commanders. It's an outstanding book. Every chapter has a lot to it. And in this book, we're going to, or this interview, chapter two is going to be a large concern for this interview, where he deals with this guy, Bishop Garrison, who ended up being the DEI hire for Lloyd Austin, the current Secretary of Defense. And reading this chapter, I realize at that time frame, which would be early 2021, I missed a lot of key details on what was actually going on behind the DEI curtain. I was so concerned with the mandates that were coming on us hot and heavy, that I didn't miss the DEI, just like the Truth for Health Foundation didn't miss it. We were dealing with it, but some of the key details that unraveled in those first few months of 2021, where Lloyd Austin essentially did this safety, this stand down for DEI or racism in the military. And then he created this immediate actions to counter extremism in the department and to establish of the Countering Extremism Working Group. And of course, his special appointee was this Bishop Garrison, who was appointed as the senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense for Diversity and Inclusion. And he has been a central figure in the Department of Defense recent initiatives to address perceived extremism within the military. His leadership, particularly of Countering Extremism Working Group, which is CEWG, that's how it's abbreviated, you'll see in places, has sparked significant debate regarding its impact on the military's reputation and longstanding traditions, which has culminated in the lack of readiness and plummeting recruiting numbers that we've experienced over the almost 3 years now. And I s have a suspicion that once we have a change of administration, and praying that Pete Hegseth gets in there and they actually find the real numbers, we're going to be astounded how much they lied and how bad readiness really is. Because I can remember in the last year of the Trump administration, fudging the numbers on readiness, didn't start with this current administration and Lloyd Austin. Officers always wanting to give the best reports to enhance their possibility of moving up their ladder, leads to kind of fudging numbers and lying, which is lying, right? For example, a lot of key pieces of equipment, like we're talking like naval ships and stuff, weren't ready, and they claim for them to be ready. And we could see this across the branches of services when they handed in what they call it their unit status reports. And so anyway, that was already kind of bad towards the end of the Trump administration. I can't imagine what it is now that you have a skeleton crew running the military, which is a shame. And so many people have been turned off to the military because of what we've experienced over the last 3 years. So everybody wants to turn their head and pretend that the mandates, the COVID shot, and all the others didn't hurt the military. Well, it did tremendously. It has broken what I call the bonds of trust. And nobody can trust each other anymore because you don't know what's real and what's going to be enforced and what's not going to be. Because in that case, we watched the law be broken by forcing an emergency use authorization product instead of an FDA approved product. So we watched
Well,
that happen.
there's that aspect of broken trust, but there is also the devastating damage of the shots themselves on the health of military service members. I mean, there are military service members and family members of theirs who got the shot in one of the early experiments on the military that they weren't told about. But there are people who died from it. There is devastating myocarditis and brain damage, lung damage, blood clots, autoimmune disorders, cancers in men and women in the military. So you've got the broken trust, the forcing of an emergency use authorized product that was never FDA approved and still experimental in violation of religious rights and medical consent, and the physical damage, and the fact that those who refused the shot were typically purged from the military. And we hear numbers as low as 8,000 and as high as over 10 to 11,000 service members lost by being abruptly terminated in violation of due process. So the damage to the military was widespread and for multiple reasons.
Yeah, and the question is, why would you join the military only to get hurt? And
Exactly.
that is what's hurting so bad the recruiting efforts. And then again, where you don't know what are they going to enforce or not. So where the b biggest bureaucracy on the face of the planet seems to get away with breaking the law, it's a scary thing. So this is why it's too risky to join. And I think that's been the accept assessment from conservative Christian types, which have generally made up the ranks of the military for decades. And at this point, it's too risky. We're not going to do it. And we're seeing endless wars all over the place, which is not what, Americans sign up to do. They sign up to defend this nation as it stands under its contract, the Constitution, but not to go and meddle in countries all over the face of the planet. And I think this is something else that, Christian conservative Americans in general are juggling. And from Pete's book here in chapter two, I just want to mention this because it goes with what you were just saying, Dr. Lee. It says, when the U.S. Navy had a string of suicides in 2023, they had a 2-day stand down. When a helicopter crashed due to maintenance, there was a 5-day stand down. In this case, Secretary Austin ordered a military-wide stand down. Every unit had 60 days to complete a critical corrective training. For what? Extremism. Of course, spokesman Kirby explained that akin to other military-wide pauses, extremism was of paramount urgency due to the events of January 6, 2021, which included a handful of active duty soldiers and reservists entering the U.S. Capitol. In April of that year, Secretary Austin ordered his DOD to create what they called the Countering Extremism Working Group, which is that CEWG. And of course, who did they have head it? Bishop Garrison. Okay. And this is the center of focus for this interview. And I must say, for this interview, too, why Pete Hegseth is the right guy for this. He was fulfilling his last year in 2021 for military service. Pete is 44. He's currently 44 years old, which I'm 44. And he was a military major at that time. So was I at that time. And Pete actually made his way into the Washington, D.C. National Guard. And for the what they labeled the Summer of Love, Pete was actually on the riot lines with his brothers and sisters in uniform, shielding the city from all these BLM, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa groups that were tearing down and burning down the buildings in Washington, D.C. So he's actually on one of those riot lines holding a riot shield and keeping them from destroying the nation's monuments. So this man knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. And then he was taking off the inauguration. So President Biden's inauguration, he wasn't allowed to actually do that mission because somebody had already gone through his social media and saw he had a cross tattoo on his chest. And they called it a white supremacist sign. And he was pulled off. His orders were canceled from the presidential inauguration mission. So he was labeled as a domestic extremist. And for those who have been following me on Faith of Fear seminars and the whistleblower reports, you also know I was labeled a domestic extremist. And the funny thing about this is, or the
But
ironic
Major
thing,
Gary, you should tell them the innocuous reason that they did that. That's so absurd. You had a coffee cup on the shelf in your office, and the coffee cup just said 3%.
I had this mug and I had stickers on it. Some of them did have little InfoWars because I used to order supplements from InfoWars. We're talking years ago, like 2018 and later. So these stickers were old and they always send the stickers with the supplements. So, I put them on. A lot of them had 1776. So this Roman numeral three with the 1776 I had on my mug, and it was no bigger than half the size of my thumb. So it wasn't huge or nothing. And it had been on my mug for years. So long that I couldn't peel them off. They were like part of the mug. So I had to cover them up. And anyway, this was found out to be a reason for investigating me. So it opened the investigation, but because I didn't do social media, they had to drop the allegation sort of right out of the gate that I wasn't a domestic extremist. But the label didn't go away because for the last 2 years, I've been under a security clearance investigation that has plagued me. Again, this at times this weight of these things can be overwhelming. I try not to think about it too much, but when you're under a security clearance investigation for 2 years, you can't help but some days think, oh my gosh, is the FBI coming through my door? And again, the allegation was more or less dismissed back in the original investigation, but it has plagued me all the way into a security clearance investigation that's been ongoing for 2 years. Okay, so to present a solution for this, I have FOIA'd that security clearance office down in Washington, D.C. or Maryland. I forget where it is. No, it's at Fort Meade. And I've FOIA'd Freedom of Information Act for the results of that. So I'm going on the offensive now. Now, to bring this back around to Pete Hegseth, him and I are very similar, both labeled with this awful label, domestic extremist. After serving 20 years, for him, I think it's 20 years. For me, it's 27, right? So he has three deployments: Guantanamo, Afghanistan, and Iraq. I have Iraq, and I have multiple deployments as a hazmat responder on the states here on CONUS. So, I have a proud service. Pete Hegseth had a proud service. And then to be labeled a domestic extremist, this is far worse than the Vietnam vets coming home and being spit on because label doesn't go away. As I've explained, I've been living it down for the last 2, 3, almost 4 years now. 2 years under security clearance investigation, 1 year, the original, and then a little time in between. For Pete, this essentially ended his career. He was pulled off that inauguration mission, and then he resigned. So he resigned his commission, and I think, if I remember correctly from his book, it's March of 2021 is when they accepted his letter. It could be wrong. It could be May of 2021. But anyway, it ended his career. All
And
right.
this was, I want to reemphasize for our listeners, both of these honorable men with careers serving this country for 20 and 27 years, respectively, both of them simply had a graphic image in their possession or on their body. That's it. Nothing, no actions, no words, no nothing that could be construed in any way as a threat to the United States of America. If anything, both of them gave their lives to support the United States of America. This is the tyranny and the persecution under the Biden administration that it has been so unconscionable, and it ties in with the horrific and even more heinous act of awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Hillary Clinton, who abandoned our soldiers and our contractors and our former special forces and our ambassador in Benghazi as part of a drug running scheme they were trying to cover up, and George Soros, who has been one of the most evil men in the modern history of the world, going back to World War II, and what he has done to fund literally evil agendas around the world and destructive agendas around the world. So the juxtaposition of elevating and glorifying evil on one hand and demonizing loyal service to the United States of America on the other hand seems to be the hallmark of this horrific administration that we've been living under for the last 4 years and 8 years under Obama before that.
Yeah, correct. It's upside down world. You know,
Exactly
left
right.
is right, right is
Scripture,
left.
it's scriptural where the Bible talks about calling good evil and evil good.
Correct. Yeah. Amen to that, Dr. Lee. And, you know, one of the most rewarding things here in the last couple months to see is as that moment when Pete was being beat down by the media. It was probably about 2 or 3 weeks in, and a lot of the senators, the rhino-y types, were saying they weren't gonna support him, and he's a drunk, and he's assaulted a woman, and this and that, and they were really ramping up those narratives against him. His brothers in arms got behind him, and a lot of these you know, special operator type unit types said they were going to do a rally if there if the senators weren't going to support Pete Hegseth. There was going to be some type of rally or some type of protest by the brothers in arms, which was pretty awesome. And he did Pete, that is, did a lot of great work in his foundation supporting veterans. I think there was some of the stuff that Pete was dealing with from all his deployments. I think it was therapeutic for him to actually run this foundation where he actually talked with a lot of people, a lot of service members. And this is where he figured out how to fix the military. So I think, yes, the man probably has some issues. He probably did drink a little bit trying to figure out how to, you know, survive all the things he saw. But this is where he did his best learning on how to fix this problem that we got in front of us. So anyway, we can talk more about it on the other side, Dr. Lee.
So, thank you, Major Gary. Let's take a break here. This is Dr. Lee for America with Truth for Health Foundation's Whistleblower Report. Check out our website at www.truthforhealth.org and check out our store. Welcome to Little Pharmacy, Little Pharma, God's Pharmacy, with natural medicines to work with our body as God designed our body and eliminate some of the toxins and the side effects and complications of big pharma medicines and vaccines. We'll be right back after the break.
We live in a world full of disinformation, lies, and deceit, often from those institutions and individuals that we used to rely on and trust. In the chaos that surrounds us on a daily basis, it's difficult to find a place for truthful information and helpful guidance. Where can we turn for honest answers, critical solutions, and information that empowers us to be the person that God intended? The Truth for Health Foundation. The Truth for Health Foundation works every day to fight for your basic human rights. We have a track record of providing life-saving emergency actions that can improve your health and empower you with the tools to be safe, happy, and free to live your life. With over 100,000 supporters around the world, we are a critical voice of truth in today's world. We invite you to join our community of financial supporters so that we can continue to be your trusted partner for health, for life, for resilience. Join us today by giving now.
This message is from the Truth for Health Foundation. Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Sigloff, a family medicine physician and a major in the U.S. Army. The following are only my opinions. Service members are being coerced to participate in medical experimentation, with over 7,500 service members being discharged for refusing to participate, many of them losing their retirement and medical benefits. There are allegations that the DoD is committing medical fraud, violating the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and violating constitutional rights of service members. Strong men and women stand ready to defend so that you can sleep peacefully through the night. Now we must stand watch over the military so they can sleep peacefully through the night. Please get involved to help protect the military. This message brought to you by the Truth for Health Foundation. For more information, please visit truthforhealth.org. That's truthforhealth.org. That's truthforhealth.org.
Welcome back to the second half of the Whistleblower Report. We're here with Major Mike Gary, U.S. Army Major in the U.S. Army Reserves and a Seaburn Officer, Chemical, Biological, Radiological, and Nuclear Weapons Officer, here talking about what is needed to turn around the damage and destruction in the U.S. military following the 8 years of the Obama administration and 4 years of more destruction under the Biden administration and shadow government influenced by Barack Obama and his minions, and the devastating mandates of Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who, by the way, doesn't have a valid oath of office and therefore has been operating without the proper authority that he should have in order to carry out these unlawful mandates and the devastating impact on the U.S. military. And that's why confirming Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense is so critical to helping to restore the U.S. military and begin to repair the damage done under the 8 years of Obama and 4 years of Biden administrations. Well, Major Gary, are there more points about this Garrison DEI officer that you wanted to bring up in addition to other impact of the DEI policies that escalated under the government of Biden and Al Et al., whoever is running the government, given the fact that he doesn't have much left of his brain function by all observations.
Yes, absolutely. So also in Pete's book, The War on Warriors, Chapter 2, to give you a little more understanding who this Bishop Garrison guy is, Pete says this. He says, to fight racist extremism, you obviously need an extreme partisan who sees every disagreement as being racism. You need a professional racist. His name was Bishop Garrison. Garrison said this about President Trump and his supporters on Twitter back in July of 2019. Here's the tweet. Silence from our congressional leaders is complicity. Trump is only going to get worse from here, and his party and its leadership are watching it happen while doing nothing to stop it. Support for him, a racist, is support for all his beliefs. Trump's dragging a lot of bad actors, misogynists, extremists, and other racists, out into the light, normalizing their actions. If you support the president, you support that. There is no room for nuance with this. There is no more, but I'm not like that talk, because you're watching what Trump says. You're listening to be careful choice. You're listening to his careful choice of words, and you're still willing to follow him and or not speak out. So yes, you're very much like that. It's time we all step up. So that's some tweets from this Bishop Garrison. As you can see, anybody that's going to be considered MAGA or Christian conservative is a racist, and you'll need to be purged out of the military. Another interesting tie-in to the mandates that this foundation has been battling is DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, was commissioned to do a whole study and research into extremism and insider threat in the DOD. Okay. So DARPA has this 20-page PowerPoint presentation where they go through what extremists are. And of course, there's a page, I think it was page 6 of the brief, it comes up all these symbology. Okay. And this is where you can see the Roman numeral 3 is a very bad symbol to have, or you can see any part of the Punisher symbol, the skull, or the pro-Second Amendment type symbology is seen as being an extremism. In some cases, the Betsy Ross flag, or flags that look very similar to that, or the Don't Tread on Me, anything Proud Boys or Oath Keepers or Pepe the Frog, any of these symbols means you're a racist or an extremist and you need to be purged. So interestingly, in my original investigation, when I actually FOIA'd for some of the information of what they had against me, why wasn't I an extremist, or why were they coming after me? I actually came across some of these symbols in the FOIA Freedom of Information Act that I did. So I think this is incredibly important information, because it goes to show that they intended to purge the military, and they actually did. The strange thing is that their initiative to bring this DEI stuff into the military actually paralleled the vaccine mandate right side by side. So the timeline was the same. So the DEI initiatives actually culminated in purging conservative Christians out by way of, the shot mandate, and being misconduct or not obeying orders. And that's how you had all these general officer memorandums of reprimand, GOMARs, as we call them, against soldiers. And then a lot of service members or soldiers ended up receiving general discharges. And currently, for the last year and a half, some of these discharges have been upgraded to honorable. But again, there's still a lot of damage. And then the soldier had to go ask for their records to be fixed. The military The branches of service need to be forced to admit they're wrong, and they have to actually do it themselves. They need to be forced to actually go back down through the timeline and find the soldiers that they injured and try to fix it to their best of their ability. That, and of course, this is the accountability thing that we've been talking about for so long. This is why a certain group of us actually put forth a declaration of accountability against the military's leadership, their lack of leadership, that is, because they have done so much hurt, which is which everybody understands and sees, that they can't recruit and fill their ranks anymore. So it's a massive problem, so much of a problem that there's been a lot of draft talk going around for the last year and a half or so, which is concerning. You know, this puts everybody's butt in the sling. If, you know, if you're of military age, being younger, you could be drafted in, and they could drop the requirements. And yes, they can meet requirements, actually could make it, because that's what happens when you actually decide to go to war. They drop the requirements and they allow a bunch more people in. So if they're going to institute a draft, this would, you know, a lot of people would be pulled in that may not be cut out for military life. It's a shame when you had an all-volunteer military force and you actually had people that loved what they did, loved to serve, loved to do their duty, loved to honor their country by doing that service and duty. And unfortunately, right now, that's gone. And, you know, something that's incredibly painful in my personal life, which Pete talks about in his book, he talks about fixing the military so his sons can join. Well, I have a 16-year-old son, and his dream was to be me. That was his dream. My 16-year-old son can deadlift almost 500 pounds. I mean, he's in good shape. He would be what they would call a stud. He would be a stellar performer for the military. But right now, that's not possible because of the tyrannical nature of what this biggest bureaucracy on the face of the planet has showed us. Is it shows us they don't respect the people that make it up. And, you know, it's just, it's, you know, it's painful and hard. And something that I did in my security clearance investigation, a defense of myself, which I had to take 2 months off of everything and do that myself because I was given a timeline to do that, is I open my defense with a picture of my grandfather, who was in military uniform in World War II. The interesting thing about my lineage in the military is my grandfather was actually at Pearl Harbor when it was bombed. That's my lineage. And then my uncle fought in Vietnam, Silver Star, Special Forces, and then me. And my dad missed it because he wasn't the right age at Vietnam wartime. He was too old. So it came down to me in my service. And I have 27 years, and I've done a lot over my 27 years. I have a lot of domestic deployments across the states after I came back from Iraq, because I didn't really care, not that I wouldn't have, to go back over to the Middle East, because I came back asking a lot of questions about that deployment. So my heart was for protecting the states, and that's where I found myself in to a hazmat response type field, and it was rewarding for me. So I deployed all over the states at large events. And then we're looking at January 6, 2025, coming right up here. And they have declared January 6, 2025 as a National Special Security Event, an NSSE, which I've been to many of them. And it's things like inaugurations, Super Bowls, massive events that draw a lot of people, and that's designated this way. It brings a lot of special units together to actually support these events. But right now, as we talk about the military and the broken bond of trust, this is how our whole government is. And the American people don't trust any responding agency anymore. And it's a shame and it's sad, because you've pushed all the good people out that actually want to do that and do it with quality. They don't just want to make their way up the ladder. They actually want to do their service and do it right. And that's what Pete Hegseth represents here. He represents a man that's going to bring the military back to its original purpose, which is war fighting, and which means cohesive teams, people that come together and they play an integral part of whatever that mission is. Unfortunately, that's not what we have right now, because you don't have people that can trust each other. We just watch through the mandate period and the DEI period. It's all the same. We just watched a bunch of military service members stab others in the back. And it's a really hard thing to overcome. We'll see if we can overcome it. But I do think if anybody can do this, it's a middle-aged man, somebody in the middle. He's Pete Hegseth. He's 44. He's not so old that he's irrelevant. He's just recently been to these current things, so he knows. But he's not too young to not have the experience. So it's perfect to have a younger Secretary of Defense, but a middle-aged man who has all this experience is the perfect pick. When I discovered this pick, I didn't really know who Pete Hegseth was prior to November of this past year of 2024. I didn't know of his proud service, but as I've realized he was Trump's pick, and it's a very wise pick. I read his book, and I highly recommend service members to do the same thing. Read his book, find out who he is. Don't just go on the internet. This is an important pick if you're a service member. Go do the deep research and read his book and find out who the man is and what he intends to do and to save the military. He intends to have his son serve in the military. And that means everything to me, because I intend to do the same thing, to bring back the generational family to the military.
Well, and the Judeo-Christian values on which the military was traditionally founded, and that was the ethos and the culture: duty, honor, courage, duty to God and country. And one of the things that's very striking to me as a civilian, which I value, is that Pete Hegseth, as Secretary of Defense, brings combat experience. And I don't recall a Secretary of Defense in my adult life that had combat experience as a soldier.
Yeah, well, that's a very good point. And not just like this is another thing. We call it checking the blocks, right? Well, this Bishop Garrison guy, he also served, and he had a couple tours over there where he checked the block on serving overseas, fighting in foreign lands, right? Well, Pete has actually pounded the pavement in the dirt with his men as a platoon leader. Where his life was literally on the line with his men. He was in firefights and things like that. So, yes, Doc Fleet, that's an exceptional point. How many secretaries of defense have actually taken incoming rounds? Well, this is going to be, well, at least one of the first ones I know about. So this is an awesome thing for us service members who have actually put our lives on the line. This is the point of view that he's going to see from. Is it actually worth it to send men over here? There's going to be a whole different value, or how he values things. And he values the enlisted soldier. And that's the great thing. He's not going to wastefully use up lives on this stupid conflict. He is going to wait. That's going to be a part of his decision making, or waiting. Certain things that he's going to be called to do as a Secretary of Defense. He knows the price of a life.
Yes, and that is what in medicine we call being able to do an accurate risk-benefit ratio. What are the risks that we face, and what's acceptable risk for the benefit that we'll get? Now, if you look at the COVID shot, the risk-benefit ratio is slanted to about 98% risk and perhaps 2% chance of benefit. In fact, if it's even that high on the benefit side. But that's what we haven't had. We've had politicians in these Department of Defense and Secretary of Defense roles that have been making political decisions using human capital and not valuing soldiers' lives to the extent that they should have. We see that going back to Vietnam and perhaps earlier than that, but I wasn't really old enough to be aware of things earlier than that. So I think this is something that's critically important that Pete Hegseth brings to this role. And I just pray that he will be confirmed, because he's certainly a exceptional candidate for that role. Are there other points that you wanted to bring up in today's show about the damage from the DEI? I know you have plans, and we will work together to do a follow-up program on some of the ways to restore the U.S. military that you've been thinking about and researching and working on over the last couple of years. And we will do the program on what we'd like to see President Trump's team accomplish in the new administration to restore the military to the proud institution and the honorable institution, merit-based, that it has been. Other points, though, for today's show, Major Gary?
Yeah, just briefly. I've drafted 15 actions that the military must do that we'll talk about at a later time. But right now, one thing that I'm about to send out in the mail, certified, is I'm requesting access and copies of all records, communications, and documentations related to efforts by the DOD to identify, monitor, or take action against individuals or groups based on political, religious, or vaccination status, with specific focus on MAGA, conservatives, Christians, patriots, and unvaccinated personnel. This request is made in light of known departmental initiatives such as the immediate actions to counter extremism in the department and to establish the establishment of the Countering Extremism Working Group, as well as concerns raised in the document's reference. So this is part of my FOIA request. It's a little more detailed. That's just the first paragraph. Who knows? Maybe that Freedom of Information Act request will be waiting right there for Pete Hegseth once he is confirmed as the Secretary of Defense. We'll see what happens.
Sounds good to me, and I certainly applaud your efforts on all of these fronts to help dig into what really happened under the cloak of military secrecy and what can we do to fix it. And thank you for all of your work for Truth Health Foundation and the United States of America. This is Dr. Lee for America with the Whistleblower Report, and we will be back with another program on restoring the military with Major Mike Gary. So stay tuned and check out all of the archives for our previous programs on truthforhealth.org. Be part of the solution. Be bold. Speak with courage. Don't give up. Don't give in. Stand strong, and together we will work to restore America as a constitutional republic, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you for joining us today.